Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan 5 Alarm Marathon is tomorrow. Plan to join us for lunch on Thursday. Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department from noon until 1:30. We'll have hot dogs, subs, chips, and more. Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union and brought to you by South Hills Lincoln, the PA Market, and Fast Rescue Solutions. If you'd like to make a donation in advance or you'd like to make a donation tomorrow, you can also do so by texting FIRE to 412-207-3456. Here's a story that's perfect for our radio show. Beanie Bishop, former West Virginia Mountaineer, goes into the pit facility, rubs his cleats on the pit logo in the locker room, Instagrams it, puts a poop emoji over the word Pittsburgh, and we found out in the last segment that Pitt had allowed the Steelers to come in there because Sunday Night Football was filming some of the player introductions and such. Now, someone texted in and said there's a funny part to this. The Steelers locker room is so crappy that Sunday Night Football wanted to film it in the Pitt locker room. I think that's well said. Initially, when we started our brouhaha back 2 hours ago, I thought, okay, this is like a mat outside the field. No, Pitt invited them in.
Right. Yeah.
Which makes it a lot worse even for me. And I can't defend Beanie Bishop. Doug, you haven't had a chance to comment on this yet.
I was actually there yesterday. I was there giving blood. Shout out to Celeste and organizing the blood drive for the Pitt football players and anybody that wanted to come. And I saw those guys cycling in just to take their headshots, do all those promotional video things that they do, like you said, when they see Sunday Night Football. And when you think about this, when you get invited to someone's house, and that's basically when you're in their house, that locker room, how sacred it is. And anybody that's played sports, and even if you just get ice cream after the game and play sports, that locker room, you have to give it mad respect. And for them to be invited guest over and for him to do this, it just shows how unprofessional, but to the core, how what type of person he is. And there's lines you just don't cross. And it's a fun rivalry, and it's a rivalry. And we say we hate each other, but we hate each other on the field. But we respect the rivalry off the field. And this is the ultimate disrespect. Not ultimate, but it is a very high-level disrespect that he did. And my point to him is, when you talk about being a professional, who's got more, I guess, ammo to go out there and disrespect somebody, Paul Skeens or Beanie Bishop? If Paul Skeens just on an interview just lit the Pirate organization up, the Pirate lineup up, and for not supporting him with any offensive firepower, we'd be like, yeah, all right.
You got it, dude.
Yes, about time. I understand. You may not condone, but you understand. Beanie Bishop, that's fighting, white clawing to stay on this roster, to come and do something like that. It just shows you where he is and where his thought process is.
And Doug, you would understand better than most the relationship between the Steelers and Pitt.
Right.
and this facility that they share, I would imagine, and this is just an educated guess, people within the Steelers organization can't be all that happy about what Beanie Bishop did.
No, not at all. And especially to your neighbors.
Yeah.
Especially to the other football team in the city. And you want to promote the football ecosystem, but more importantly, the city of Pittsburgh football ecosystem. And for you to do this, that is a black mark on us because we allowed, not allowed you, but we allowed you on our roster. But you're that type of person that took advantage of that. So now that's coming back on us. And it's like a parent. When you have your kids, you go over.
Yep.
What's the first thing you say to your kid when you get ready to open the door to someone's house? Be respectful. Mind your manners. Be nice. Don't do anything stupid. You don't think you got to say that to a professional football player that's 20-some years old. But I guess they have to. I guess Art's going to have to tell them, Mike T and Omar, hey, anytime we go somewhere, be a professional. That's all crazy. You got to say. I mean, people make life harder than it needs to be, and he just made life harder for himself than it needed to be.
I mean, you just said it. I mean, you're a former general manager, and I can't imagine from now until training camp that Beanie Bishop has the leverage as he did last year of making this football team. It's probably he's gonna have to move mountains,
thin ice
from now until training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a bad judgment decision. This is not to me. It's not the rivalry at all. It's beyond it. It's beyond the disrespect that he did. Listen, whenever somebody invites you in, you just be respectful.
Hopefully, Rich Rod's got a coaching spot for him.
Well, he's only hiring, it seems, former Mountaineers, so I'm sure he does. And you made a good point about Zach Frazier earlier. Zach Frazier didn't do this, and I didn't think about it this way. Zach Frazier grew up in West Virginia.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Frazier probably lived his entire life hating the University of Pittsburgh.
I saw Zach Frazier walk by me. He just got out of the room taking his picture.
He was a 4-year Mountaineer.
Mm-hmm.
Beanie Bishop comes in for 1 year, and he's going to get invited in, and he's going to go do that. I don't have a leg to stand on in defending the guy. I just don't. You get invited in, and you do that, it's classless. Someone texted in, West Virginia fans saying, I don't condone what Beanie Bishop did. I think that there's probably a lot of people who aren't going to condone it on that side. You're also going to have people saying, don't cry more, and that's where it's fun in a rivalry. But I want to make my point clear. You can't get invited to someone else's house and go do that.
No.
And I would never tell my kid to go do something like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, someone brought it up that way on the text line. And it might sound like I'm backpedaling. Look, I think information changed a little bit.
No. Look at it this way. If he would have taken a picture of the logo and then imposed a poop emoji on it, we'd all be like, oh, yeah, that's the rivalry.
Yep. Yep.
That's it.
You know what, Doug? I don't know if I feel that way. If you get invited in, don't even do that.
You're invited in.
You know what I mean?
It would be less offensive.
Yeah. It actually bothers me now that I know all of the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know what you were trying to do. You were trying to have your guys back.
Initially, sure.
You're like, all right, I'm gonna have my guys back, okay. And then things started unraveling.
Once you get all the information.
Well, you're talking about the locker room being a sacred place, and I'm thinking this is a logo on a floor mat. Nah, he got invited into the locker room.
Yeah.
He's scraping his cleats on it. What are you doing? Someone texts in Ben Charrington, very thankful for Beanie Bishop today.
Yep.
Now, here's the one positive out of all of this. This may promote Art's thinking of it might be time for us to get our own facility. That's the only positive you can see out of this. All right, we're at the point now where we've outgrown this facility where we have to share and use Pitt's facility to take pictures for Sunday Night Football. Maybe it's time for us to start looking at another facility, or we're getting our own facility.
And this is to say nothing about the character of people in the Pitt football program. Obviously, this has never happened. They would never do this. But if you told me there was some sort of scandal where one side of that facility, someone defaced the other side, I would be thinking the college kids went over and did something stupid in the facility.
Yes.
No, this is a pro. And someone wrote in and said he's 23. He got paid to go to West Virginia. He got paid. He got paid. That's why he transferred from a Big Ten school to West Virginia. He got real money, a lot of money, to come in. He wound up being an All-American. You can start getting paid that kind of money, and now you're a professional. You're a professional.
I mean, he's been in the league for a year. I mean,
right? This ain't a rookie either.
No.
Like, and
this isn't rookie minicamp.
And like, if Zach Frazier does it, maybe it is a slap on the wrist. Beanie Bishop was going to have. I mean, he's going to be right there on the roster cut line.
But Zach Frazier wouldn't do that.
Correct.
Mike Logan wouldn't do that because they understand professionalism and being a professional football player and understanding, honestly, the rivalry.
Right.
And they know that that's not a part of it.
No.
That has nothing to do with the rivalry.
No, it went too far.
Yeah.
It went too far.
He took advantage of his position and situation. Basically. That's it.
I wonder if the Steelers would issue an apology or if it has to come from Beanie.
Oh, it's got to come from Beanie.
Do you think they're going to talk to him about it?
Absolutely.
Because of the nature of the relationship between
the
two.
And I know Bert's listening, so he's going to be like, this is the firestorm. These are the things we do not need to be dealing with at this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Or ever.
Bad look.
Bad look.
Really bad look. All right. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. The Steelers are interested, sounds like, in trading for a tight end. Steelers have a wide receiver visiting tomorrow who could wind up being on the roster. We'll get to all that when we come back with Doug Whaley.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Doug Whaley in with us on a Wednesday until 10 o'clock, as he always is. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So we'll get into a couple of potential additions the Steelers could make this week in a second. But one last thing here on Beanie Bishopgate. Texter, anyone remember Devin Bush wiping his cleats on the Sparties logo at the 50-yard line right in front of MSU players? Beanie's a pro football player who was invited to the Pitt facility, so it's certainly different circumstances.
Yep.
That's right. Like, a lot of people have brought up Jack Sawyer, the Steelers pick out of Ohio State, the edge rusher, because he was the guy. He got real pissed when Michigan came and planted the flag at the horseshoe. That's, and Doug, you said this off the air, that's the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Like, you've played a game. That's it's the game, and it's the former national champion against the eventual national champion, and you're literally bleeding and sweating, and you have just battled your ass off for 60 minutes. That's totally different than getting invited into a locker room and wiping your cleats on a logo. It
in
just
the off
is.
Season.
In the offseason. When you are supposed to be out there showing your worth to what team? The West Virginia Mountaineers or the Pittsburgh Steelers? Right. People are calling me. I'm getting it now from every Endoran. Mountaineer fans mad that I've softened my stance on this. Like, just put yourself in his shoes and consider getting invited in someplace, and then you're going to do this. It is absolutely disrespectful.
I'll give you a quick story to set this stage. So after every draft, we'd have rookie minicamp. So I'd invite the guys in, and I'd be like, congratulations. You guys just, this is not the culmination, but the start of your journey. Great work to get here. It's not where you came from. It's where you are and what you do from here on out. But I'll tell you two things. One, that's like mid-April. By May 1st, I'm going to find your replacements because the Blesto meeting starts. And two, don't give me a reason off the field to cut you. That's what Beanie's really got it. He's not thinking about it. He's not really looking at the macro of it.
Yep. No, definitely.
The big picture of being a professional. This is your livelihood. This is the feed the family plan, and you just did something dumb to really jeopardize your ability to feed your family.
Yep. Because it's one thing to do something to yourself and to jeopardize things for yourself individually, like you get in trouble, and it always comes back to the team. But whenever there's a situation like this where it really comes back to the team, like, you know, these franchises and these owners don't like that. They don't like whenever it goes through you to get to them.
Right.
And that's what's happening right now. Now it's getting to almost Beanie Bishop is down here and the Steelers are starting to take over this whole ordeal because it's the Steelers' fault for allowing this to happen whenever they got invited by their partners to go take pictures. It's the Steelers' fault now.
And I missed what you were saying earlier. You're saying it's not about the rivalry. It's about the specs. Like, well, of course it's about the rivalry because that's why he's doing it. But it does go beyond that. And I understand what you're saying. This is a relationship that you have now gone in Just some guy on the Steelers, and you have at least started to sour the relationship. It's a lot. You're right. It's a lot bigger than just this little rivalry.
And it's an indictment of the parenting skills, basically, of the Steelers. If you're having people like this on your roster,
right?
What are the due diligence and what are your characteristics of players that you want to bring in? If this is part of it. And then you roll it into the Aaron Rodgers all of this.
Yep.
Now it's starting to say,
Pickens. I mean,
yes, Now that's when Art's saying, and people are going to start saying, well, wait a minute. Under Art's stewardship, this is not what we're used to under like Dan or the Chief. Those guys wouldn't have had guys like this on the roster. I'm not saying, but that's what it leads to in the talking. I'm not saying Art is the culprit of it, but this is what Beanie Bishop, it boils all the way up to the top on something like this.
Yeah, right. People are going to talk today about, oh, look, Broderick Jones lost 30 pounds. Mark Caboli's writing stories. Oh, Roman Wilson, look at the way he's running routes out there. Now it's, can you believe we let this guy, that we got invited into a facility and did this, and now that's the story? Oh, you got to be pissed. Gotcha. Texter, I don't even think Pac-Man Jones would have done this.
I think he would have.
he came on. Remember, Dorm, when we had him on?
Yeah, he started swearing.
He started swearing. He said, eat bleep Pitt and bleep Pittsburgh. And you can only swear once because we got to hit that dump button really quick. We couldn't take calls the rest of the show.
That was all-timer.
So I don't know. The vast, 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 vast majority of West Virginia players, obviously would not do this. Might be the only really bad example there in Pac-Man Jones. All right. So Adam Schefter reports, Doug, that the Steelers have circled back now on Jonnu Smith, and they also have Gabriel Davis coming into the facility, hopefully professionally, tomorrow for an interview to see whether they'll sign him or not. What do you think about those moves, if they were to make them?
I mean, I look at it this way. Jonnu Smith, is he the same age or older than Donald Parham? I just... for me, it's one of those things where you're going to expose yourself to another old guy getting hurt. And is he going to bring that much to the table that in the middle of the season, when it's harder to find somebody, you're going to be minus a receiver or a tight end because of him getting injured and him being old? As a player, he's going to be your number two, number three probably. If you're looking for depth, me personally, I would go with a younger guy with a higher upside. And it's, and then, and that's where the pro scouting department needs to come in and look at guys that are practice squad guys somewhere else that you can get, or a trade partner where you could just throw a conditional five or six, a young guy that can really grow with the team and bring something different than an older guy that the coaches know or can learn the system, but every day you're going to be cringing to see if he's going to make it to the next practice. Gabe Davis, big play Gabe, absolutely. I like him, but you're also going to have those big plays and you're going to have those, what the? Because he's going to drop balls.
And he was hurt last year,
and
too.
He was hurt last year, vibes. Too.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
He does.
And he's really a one-trick pony. Now, what he does is very akin to DK Metcalf, but of the all the guys that are out there, if he's healthy, I don't mind that one at all.
But and because Smith, he wasn't healthy, you could get him at $1.2 million. Right. He's got a lot of money owed to him still from Jacksonville. So like, I think it's reasonable that you could get both guys.
Yeah.
Like, you get two for the price of one, basically.
But are we saying these are the pieces that are going to take us to the next level? Take the Steelers to win a playoff game?
Pieces that are available to try to do that, I guess.
Best of, okay.
I mean, it looks better than, you know, what they have now.
True. You know? Very true.
Looks better than what they have now. And, you know, Jonnu Smith is a guy. I mean, he had a very productive year last year. You know, he's a guy that wouldn't necessarily have to be a tight end, too. He's just a weapon.
Yeah.
And he's very familiar with Arthur Smith. And then you get Gabe Davis to fill that, you know, title number two wide receiver spot.
Like, I see. But my question is, when you talk about Arthur Smith and his offense, and I was excited, and I'm sure like you were when he came in, of how he was going to use Pat Freiermuth. I thought this was going to be a highlight year where, and that's why I kept saying, he's your option number two.
Yeah.
And it just never came to fruition. So if Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth, I would be excited for that. I would just be worried about the age. But I just didn't see it last year. Mm-hmm. And I would like to know what was the reasoning, because you were a tight end-centric offensive coordinator and it just went out the window. Was it because of the quarterback, or was it because you want to try to diversify what you bring as an offensive coordinator to set yourself up to that next head coaching? These are the questions I would be asking if I was in those rooms when he's up on the stage.
Basically, you didn't use one tight end well enough, so now we'll go get another one.
Yeah.
That's
kind of what happened in Atlanta, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Kyle Pitts.
Yeah. And Jonnu Smith. Like, Jonnu Smith had more production than Kyle Pitts did.
Right. So help me understand, if we're going to have four tight ends and two of them are supposedly receivers, what's the philosophy here and how are you going to put them in position to thrive, to even have them on the roster, and especially to expose us to an older guy that could be getting hurt?
If it's all about, hey, we want to actually run the Arthur Smith system, and it was the quarterback's unwillingness or inability to throw it over the middle of the field, I'd love to see what it looks like with Jonnu Smith. And I think that's what it was. I mean, Justin Fields was never a guy who threw the ball over the middle of the field. And neither was Russ, even when Russ was in his heyday. So I think it's more that.
You say that? Then why'd you sign him? And then with Arthur Smith as your OC?
Now this is
what I'm trying to say. All these decisions aren't just solely in a vacuum. They compounded. All right, if you have a guy that has a tight end-centric offense, why are you signing two quarterbacks that don't throw over the middle or throw to tight ends? So there's a disconnect somewhere.
Right.
Or they're just throwing darts. I don't know. Those are questions that need to be asked, in my opinion.
I'm going to say something in 4 seconds that I think is going to make you guys laugh. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Beanie Bishop has deleted his Instagram post.
Wonder
why.
Too little, too late.
Wonder why. Texter, Penn State fan here, no love for Pitt, but let me say, Beanie Bishop is a Jagger Bush. That is an underrated insult. All right, much more with Doug Whaley until 10 o'clock. social media's biggest loser. I think Beanie. It was Beanie.
Yep.
brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Steelers training camp schedule is out. They make a big deal of it every year. It's important to Steelers fans. You make the pilgrimage, the trip, St. Vincent College. It's one of the most unique training camp settings in the entire sport.
Are we going?
That's a good question. Spend some time at Sharky's again?
Yeah.
Pee in Caboli's kitchen?
Yeah. Yep.
July 24th, it all kicks off. First practice, 1:55 p.m. They tried the late morning practice for a year, and they've gone back to their normal times of 1:55. Do you guys ever, like late in the summer, the cicadas start coming out? Like, you ever wish you'd go back out there and strap them on?
Oh, every year. But just like one day.
And you're like, yeah, I'm pretty happy.
I'm good. I'm good talking to them. It's a lot easier to talk about it than to to go through training camp.
I think I'd last one play.
One play, yeah, that's what I got.
I mean, just being on the sideline and watching the sport as a spectator, man, what was I thinking? Mm-hmm. You're like, wait a minute, I did that?
Mm-hmm.
You crazy?
Yep.
That's why I never played, guys.
Yeah. It's a violent sport, but it's a great sport. And that's what I always tell people. When you think of people in combat sports, they have to be able to flip that switch. Because you have to go somewhere where you can't be when you're walking the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a place where you'll end up in jail.
Yep.
And some guys can't flip that switch off. And I'm not condoning their actions, but it's kind of what makes them good combat sports participants. It's to be able to go somewhere where most normal people won't go and shouldn't go. And normal people can't. I mean, even sports people, you go there in the heat of battle. It's being able to switch that off. And you can talk about this. It's even harder when you're in retirement.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have that outlet to switch that on.
I was just about to say that. Like, it's so hard just being a normal person. It's gotten easier, but it's still not easy. Like, to be in society, to walk around and not to be able to just hit somebody.
Right. You know? Just go out. Yeah.
You know, when I get mad.
Is that why you poke everybody all the time?
Yeah. It's like my ADD. It's my football ADD. Like, I need to do something. Like, I need to hit somebody. I need to be physical because I'm so used to that. It is very, very hard to just roam around of regular society and even just the talk, like locker room talk.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just say that to everybody. The way that we talk in the locker room. Now, me and you can. That's what we said the other day. Because we get it. You know, we think alike. But I can't just go up to somebody in the office and talk the way that I did in the locker room or I'm fired.
Not at all.
You know?
TK talked about that. We spent an hour with him, I think it was last summer. And he's like, I love coming on with the boys because we just get to be around the boys again.
Exactly.
To a way lesser extent, guys, like my roommate in college, he played football at Spalding in Maryland. He talked about that all the time. He's like, even just going from high school to now, I played football my entire life, and now I'm just going to class.
Right.
And I want to punch someone in the face.
Yep. I remember my parents are football people, and they allowed me to play. I think peewee football, you had to be 6. I lied, and I was 5. And I still to this day can remember just somebody in the stands saying, a guy's parent, hit somebody. Just hit somebody. I don't care who it is. Hit somebody. And that's my first memory of football. And then my dad said, and here's interesting, and dad passed away, so don't criticize him. I said, Dad, I want to play football. And he goes, I'll only let you play if you tell me that you believe pain is pleasure. Till then, don't come to that. I said, Dad, pain's pleasure. All right, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you got to think.
Mm-hmm.
You take pride in playing.
Yes.
You love that pain.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and it's as popular as it is, and it's the number one thing we like to watch in this country, because guys like me, it's our outlet to get the violence out vicariously through you guys. Yeah. And we get to pump our fist for stuff that you guys do. It's a very bizarre sort of ecosystem, if you really think about it. And why'd you think I was going to criticize your dad? You look at, don't say anything about my dad.
No, I'm just saying, because when you think about that, I don't know if I'd say that to my kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, wait a minute. Dad, what? But it's just, that's what he was trying to say is, this is a sport, unless you're ready to think that way, don't even get into it.
Absolutely.
He was one of those guys that didn't say much, but when he said it was to the point.
Yeah.
And it hit, and that hit. And I'm probably going to have to say that to my kid.
Yeah.
Hey, if unless you like being in uncomfortable situations, it's not a sport for you.
It's more mental than physical. And like, you have to get yourself mentally prepared for the physical.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I tell my kids. And they did their first year last year, and now this year they had their feet wet. They know what football is about. And I'm like, are you ready to prepare for the physical? Because I'm like, you can't come home from school and say, oh, I just want to play video games. Like, no, you got to get prepared because football is going to be right around the corner, and you want to be prepared for how hard it's going to be, because you know that now you know it's hard. So are you ready to prepare for that? If you aren't, then we can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to play. But you're going to be ready, and we're going to get you ready.
You get physically ready, too, but you're right. It's all in your head,
mentally
too.
And physically.
Yeah.
But think about this as humans. They say football's a gladiator sport. I think hockey's a gladiator sport as well. Think about way back in the Roman times when they had gladiators, and people were pumping their fists and giving the thumbs up and thumbs down.
We love violence.
Yes.
We do. Do you have any qualms about your kid playing?
No.
I didn't think so.
Not at all.
Just the way you were talking.
I think what I would do, though, and I got to do some more talking just to people, I think flag football up till a certain age, and then after that, go contact. You really don't have to go contact that early. But if he's sitting there banging the drum, everybody says, well, I mean, I always tell my wife I have CTE to get out of things that I forget or don't pay attention to. But I think I turned out all right, and I started at 5 years old, full contact.
And you were faking your birth certificate.
Yes.
I didn't know that. That's a great story.
Yeah. Yep.
Fan 5 Alarm t-shirts, by the way, they're available online. You go to KeystoneCustomApparel.com, get your commemorative shirt. A portion of the proceeds, of course, benefit the local volunteer fire departments. One more segment before the next time we talk. We'll be at the marathon. Mm-hmm. And there's a Steelers insider who said something about the quarterback position. And it has to do with Rodgers, but not really. We'll tell you what that is when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Crunch.
He's rattled.
Have I had a show today or what, my friends?
No, you've actually been terrible.
Thank you, Harry.
My man from behind the glass.
Twice.
Yes, just throwing darts.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Jerry Dulac says if Rodgers doesn't show up, Doug, that he thinks the Steelers will sign a veteran backup. So it would be Rudolph, vet backup, Will Howard. They like to carry four at this time of the year, obviously, but then Skylar Thompson could be the odd man out. Would you do it that way, or would you let Will Howard just be the backup?
Me, personally, I'd let Will Howard be the backup because you can always – I mean, whoever's out there now, you'll probably – you can find a guy just commiserate to his skill set if Mason Rudolph goes down. Throw him in there. See what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Why not find out? I mean, in the end – the worst place you can be is, especially at that position, I don't know. We think, possibly, maybe. Let's find out. And then you can chart your course for next year and have a serious plan without saying, well, we may split the reps between Will Howard and whoever we draft, or, well, we think Will Howard, so we may not have to draft a guy. No, let's find out, especially at that position and especially at the point where this organization is.
I hate to say it this way, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. If you're down to Mason Rudolph, with all due respect, his backup,
yeah,
might as well just go with the young
guy.
Might as well. You invest in him. Yeah. Let's find out. But again, my point is, let's look at the development.
Yep.
Let's have a plan for Will Howard. If they don't sign a veteran, I want to have that quarterback's coach or an assistant quarterback's coach with that guy from the time he wakes up to the time he goes to sleep. Back in college, when you have the guys walk them to class and everything, I need somebody to walk him from his front door into the talking ball, in the car, to the facility, at the facility, at breaks, in the bathroom, like holding the football. Hey, let's look at these coverages. Every single day, have someone with him helping him to develop.
And then secondary role, just make sure Beanie Bishop ain't breaking into the pit facility doing stupid stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, spirited show today, fun show today, weird show today. Tomorrow, 5-alarm marathon, boys. Very excited about it. So we'll talk to Yins tomorrow at 5:40. We'll be live at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 81, low of 49. Clear skies. Weather looks good for the marathon tomorrow. We'll leave you with this. Harry Callis getting over on me in a big way. Goodbye. No, I said butt out, you went to Waynesburg. We're having a impassioned conversation between an All-American pit tight end.
Crowley, the last time you were in a locker room for serious competition, you guys got ice cream after the game. Like.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.